All right, the NFL draft is just 20 days away.
Where is it again?
It is in Green Bay. And so regardless of what the state of I-43 is going to be and how many people could be stuck in traffic due to construction, it's happening.
It's happening no matter what.
So, but if you have ever wondered about the history of the draft, now the same university that brought you the online course of the history of the Packers is bringing you a three-part online course called The Packers and the Draft. Jess Lambrecht is the Executive Officer of Division of Continuing Education and Workforce Training at the University of Green Bay, and she joins us now to talk about this new course. Welcome to the show, Jess.
Good afternoon, everyone.
All right, so it sounds pretty straightforward, The Packers and the Draft, but what are the topics covered in this class?
Yeah, no, we're super excited to offer it. We've had really great interest in our History of the Packers program, so it's really just an evolution of that. This time around, it's a three-part session that just recently kicked off, really focusing on the inception of the draft back in the 1930s and really what it's become today. But, you know, it started in a ballroom setting, if you can believe it, and, you know, paper-pencil era to being a very much a community national event that we all get really excited about.
Absolutely.
All right, so I'm everything Packers, season ticket holder since 83. I do the Packers pregame on ESPN. So who's teaching this class, Jess?
Yeah, so Brent Hensel, he's been a longtime museum curator for the Packers. He's the one that's taught our previous classes, and he's super knowledgeable about the history of the organization, has done a ton of additional research on the draft in particular and how the Packers have been involved in it over the years and decades. So he's really knowledgeable, a really great storyteller, and brings in a whole series of community members and former players and team members to also engage with our learners.
So it's all online, right?
Yep, you got it.
Perfect. And so I know we're a little late to having you on, and the first session was actually already on Wednesday. But if people miss that one, can they still sign up and do like a remake or a redo?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Absolutely, right? And I think people just love hearing about history and connecting with people. And so delivering it in a virtual format has allowed it to be accessible to everyone around the globe. We've reached audiences internationally in Europe and Australia and New Zealand. It's been a really fun opportunity for us. And so, yeah, the first class started on Wednesday. We've got the recording, so people won't miss a beat. We'll make sure they have it in time so that the next class session on the 9th, that they'll have it ready to go for the last two sessions that we have yet to go.
Jess, are you going to keep running like the History of the Packers courses at your university?
I mean, it's certainly been popular, and it has definitely given us some national footprint and whatnot. So we, as long as Brent will continue to work with us, we are happy to deliver this for our community and really for the global audience.
I got to ask you what the vibe up there is, because I know they're starting construction, already started the construction on sort of the area around Lambeau Field and certainly inside Lambeau. I'm going to be up there for some draft coverage for local ESPN. Are you guys excited about it? Is there a lot of anticipation? What's the vibe up there?
Oh my gosh, definitely. Green Bay is certainly buzzing. You know, football is a year-round sport here in Green Bay, and so it's really a way of life in our community. So whether it's the draft, training camp, game days, people are really hungry, curious, engaged, and proud to be Packer fans and proud to support the NFL. So we're really excited about supporting that effort in a game we all love.
Is there any concern as far as having that many people in a not super big town, or is everyone just there for it and ready to ride out the whatever happens?
We will brace ourselves, right? We welcome people into our community, and we certainly want them to enjoy and experience what Green Bay all has to offer, and, you know, invite them to come back time and time again. We're going to give them a great experience no matter where they come from.
And if the hotels are full, can folks contact you, Jess.
Absolutely.
Very nice. Very welcoming.
Absolutely. We welcome all visitors.
Careful what you ask for there.
Yeah. All right. So for people who are interested in taking the course, even if they're one session late, where can they get information on the Packers and the draft?
Absolutely. It's on our website at UWGB/continuing education, and just got to look up personal enrichment courses. And if you can't find that, just give us a call at the university. We'll help you navigate.
Perfect. All right, Jess, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Thank
Absolutely.
You, Jess.
Jess Lambrecht is the Executive Officer of the Division of Continuing Education and Workforce Training at the University of Green Bay, I'm sure.
That's wild. I love that.
We're going to talk more about the draft because I can't believe it kind of snuck up on us. It's only 20 days away, and you're going to You're going to do something up there, right?
I'm going to be up there for probably a couple days. I already found a place to stay that's not a hotel, so I'm looking forward to it, doing all kinds of interesting stuff.
Not an Airbnb? Are you crashing on someone? You're crashing on a fan's couch?
Not a fan. Well, a fan, sort of, but I'm crashing on a couch. Oh. But I'm open to do other things up there, so if somebody wants, a local bar wants me to come and hang out.
There you go.
Just contact me at steve.scafidi@wtmj.com.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about the draft after this on Spanning the State. All right. Welcome back. I mean, I'm hoping I get to go up to the draft a little bit in 20 days. I don't know if there's a reason, like work-wise, for me to go.
I don't think so, unless you're like
I offered. I was like, "Hey, does anyone? I want to go make some content, do some filming, but I don't know if they're going to
let me." Have you made that offer?
I did.
Oh well, there's still time.
All right, because I mean, this is it's kind of like how it feels similar to the RNC last year,
yeah,
where it's
yeah.
just like, oh, the once in a lifetime, unless we knock out of the park. I actually would be willing to bet that I think either the RNC or the DNC will be in Milwaukee much sooner. Then the draft will be back in Green Bay.
I think the DNC might be back here pretty soon.
Because I think we proved how well it works here, having
Now, I've been
such
to a
proximity.
Draft in the inner circle. I was one of the, I think, 24 Packers fans.
Oh, I remember seeing you on TV.
Oh, yes.
I think there's a lot of us had our phones ready to see...
me wearing a Chiefs hat.
Not the most sober I've ever seen.
No, and me wearing a Chiefs hat, which never happens in real life. And they didn't force us, but we all wanted to wear them because it was our moment, right?
Yeah.
I've had that...
Who did we draft that year?
Is that Lucas Van Ness? I think so.
Was that the?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
okay.
We're still waiting to see what he is. But there's a lot of security. It's not RNC types, but it's up there. You don't just wander around if you're not supposed to be there. You're not going to be there.
So what are the actual, like who goes? Like who? What's the type of person who is going to be flying into Wisconsin and attending this event? Is it just mega fans? And like, are you buying? Are the tickets super expensive? Like, what are the logistics of the
depends on what
coming?
Kind of experience you want.
Okay.
So the Packers invite fans.
Okay.
And those are
the Packers or the NFL?
The Packers.
So each
team has, like, I think it's 24, and there's little sections. If you remember the draft from the Vegas one that I was at, we had our section right behind us was Minnesota, and Chicago, and Detroit. They were all in that same area. And then there's areas where you can buy your way in. So there's some of them get paid by partners or advertisers. They get a group. So you can do all kinds of different experiences and things around that, which costs money. Obviously, you got to go to the city. You got to stay in a hotel. You got to, you know, buy your food. Drinks are not cheap. Trust me. So it's an expensive thing. It's not as expensive as the Super Bowl, though. So that
you've done that too.
I've done that too. That's okay. That's almost prohibitively expensive. I don't even know if I do.
When was the last Super Bowl you went to?
Early 2011 to 2010.
Oh, so
season.
A while ago.
It cost me $10,000.
Do you think it's probably double that now?
It's up there, yeah, because the tickets might cost you $10,000 if you want decent tickets. Yeah, it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. Unless you know somebody, you're not getting in cheap.
So here's the: how far are people staying? Like, do you think all the Milwaukee hotels are booked out, and then there's just shuttles going north?
I think
American Club's just stock full of the richest people heading to the NFL draft.
American Club's up there. I mean,
it's the nicest hotel.
Milwaukee downtown
in
and north will be booked.
Because there's really, I mean, I think about this every time we ever go to a Packer game. It's not like there's a lot of hotel options when you're going to sleep overnight for one of the late night games.
There's more than you think, but there's not enough for what most big cities that have hosted this draft would be able to provide. We don't have 10,000 rooms. We have less than that. So, but, you know, with the Airbnb thing and all the other ways.
So where are you staying?
I'm staying at a relative's house.
Oh, so kind of a fan. Depends on the day.
I'm just crashing. I needed a place to stay for one or two nights, and I didn't book a hotel, so.
Okay.
And I don't do it on the company's dime. I never charge off any expenses.
So. All right, so put your NFL, your analyst hat on. What position do you think the Packers are going to try to draft first?
Cornerback.
Okay.
Offensive line. They're good at tight end. Maybe a pass rusher.
Okay.
A really stud pass rusher. So, I mean, that's where I would look. I don't think I'd pick a quarterback because we got a really good quarterback. Maybe a running back.
We have
back.
A really good backup quarterback, too, as we learned last year.
Yes. And maybe even a receiver, since we've got a couple guys that are injured. So.
Well, then it's one guy in particular who's always injured.
Yeah.
I'll just do a quick shout-out, because we have talked to him previously. Have you met Ike Winter before, the Milwaukee wood artist?
No.
I'll show you his stuff. So we've had him on the show. If you've seen any of his stuff on social media, he is exactly that. He's a wood artist. But he doesn't buy wood. He doesn't stain wood. Everything he makes is from wood he finds that's thrown away, that's discarded.
It?
He cuts it and he carves it. So he's made some unbelievable pieces. Some of his pieces were on display at the Analysis Live that he's made for the Bucks. The NFL contracted him, and he made the logo of all NFL teams ahead of the draft.
Wow.
And if you can go find Ike Winter on social media, and you can see some of the stuff that he made as a project with the NFL, and it is so cool what he made out of just discarded wood. Literally, every team has their logo made.
So I need to talk to him because I've been thinking about this for years. I want a totem pole that's all Packers related in my backyard.
All right.
10 feet tall.
I'll show you his stuff and you can. Well, I mean, I think he's getting his prices, I think, are getting up there if you're doing stuff with the Bucks and the NFL. But
I can't. There's no trade or a barter system.
You spent $10,000 on a Super Bowl, so maybe not with this stock market, but we'll see.
We'll see.
All right. Well, when we come back, we are playing a game. We're going to play Tribon. So if you are interested in winning a WTMJ prize pack and having some fun with Steve and I after this, get that finger ready to dial. But first, ABC News and local headlines. Big week. It's a big week of news this week, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Elections and ball games. Stock market just irritating me right now.
What else can you think of off the top of your head?
My wife's birthday today.
Yep, so. There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, fans, pack the ball yard for the home opener. The election results are in. Liberation Day leads to market trouble and more. It's the Week in Review brought to you by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
What we do here is go back.
Let me first hand out two $1 million checks in appreciation.
Wisconsin State Attorney Josh calls attempts to block Elon Musk from distributing $2 million to voters who signed a petition to get rid of, quote, activist judges has been stopped by the state appellate court.
I feel like this is one of those things that may not seem that it's going to affect the entire destiny of humanity, but I think it will.
The Brewers host the Royals this afternoon for their home opener.
This is Opening Day with WTMJ.
Oh, yeah, we are. We are live from American Family Field. The sun just came out a minute ago. I can already smell the grills going. A hint of sausages in the air.
I'm here with Brewers principal owner Mark Attanasio.
Maybe have a beer at the game, finally.
Yeah,
and
there
I don't
you
think
go.
I've ever had one here.
Wait, hang on a second. You've never had a beer at Miller Park, now American Family Field?
Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
Bunting it up the first baseline. It's a good bunt. Racing home is done. He will score. Bryce Terang gets the job done.
Overnight, New Jersey Democrat Cory Booker taking to the Senate floor, speaking through the night.
If they're successful, what kind of country will we be?
I'm here because I said at the beginning, how can the central precept of our country founded on principles that we should cut health care from the sick. When our country stands up, we don't bully our neighbors like Canada.
We have a government now that isn't ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. We have a country now where our president says, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for Donald Trump.
I yield the floor.
I'm dying here.
Get out and vote!
Decision Wisconsin, polls are open across the state. Voters deciding the hotly contested Supreme Court race between Dane County Judge Susan Crawford, Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel.
The decision will determine whether the 7-member court remains in liberal control or if conservatives regain the majority they lost 2 years ago.
Susan Crawford declaring victory in the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court.
As a little girl growing up in Chippewa Falls, I never could have imagined that I'd be taking on the richest man in the world for justice in Wisconsin. And we won!
I can't thank you enough for everything you did, but just didn't work.
The Crawford win was a result of pent-up anger at Donald Trump and Elon Musk more than a love of Susan Crawford.
First opportunity for Democrats in a swing state to express their anger and displeasure.
Hollywood icon Val Kilmer is dead at age 65 after a battle with pneumonia.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave.
My fellow Americans, this is Liberation Day.
It's a national emergency. That's what the president today was declaring to give him the ability to regulate imports.
Starting tomorrow, the United States will implement reciprocal tariffs on other nations.
Remain calm! All is well!
Today, you know, the best thing Donald Trump did all day was wait to make his announcements on tariffs till after the markets closed. Futures, by the way, for tomorrow, not looking good. They are really down big time ahead of the open.
All is well!
Some of the most dramatic video of the tornado that smashed into Lake City, Arkansas was captured by Connor Anderson.
The only thing I could do is just hold on to the pole and pray for the best.
A missing pregnant teenager from Beaver Dam in Dodge County has been found safe.
A missing juvenile that was reported missing out of Wisconsin is at Loves at this time. Her name is Sophia Franklin.
This is a textbook example of someone making a 911 call because they didn't think something was right. We responded, and sure enough.
It feels great to know she's safe.
Three schools will stay closed as lead cleanup continues at Milwaukee Public Schools.
John Kane, who has served as Senior Director of Facilities and Maintenance Services, will no longer serve in that role and is separating from the district.
Milwaukee's health commissioner was working with an environmental team that's part of the CDC. That team was just let go, part of the sweeping layoffs of federal health workers.
At this point, from what I understand, there aren't any lead experts at the CDC anymore.
The Bucks going to Philadelphia. They win by 13 behind Giannis's 35 points, 17 rebounds, and a career high 20 assists.
What are we, gay?
What are we gonna do?
Nebraska.
Oscar.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Take care and goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
That is the Week in Review, brought to you by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Good job, as always, by Adam Roberts.
It was a busy week.
It was a busy week. Cool. All right, when we come back, it is time. It is time to play a game. This week, we are going to play Tri-Bond. Are you familiar with the game Tri-Bond?
Never heard of it.
All right, so we're going to give you three things, and you have to tell us what those three things have in common. Call now, Siting Unlimited, WTMJ, talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Call now to play a game. For a chance to win the WTMJ prize pack. It's worth so much money. I can't even tell you how much money it's worth, right? It's right, Steve?
A lot of money.
A lot of money. Siting Unlimited WTMJ talking text line 855-616-1620. Call and have some fun with Steve and I on this Friday. We're going to play Tri-Bond. And also, as always, be nice to Rhea. We'll play that after this.
Let's play a game.
Come on down!
How fun!
I'm ready.
Pick me, pick me, pick me.
Put on your thinking caps. It's time for the Ha Ha Friday Funtime Grandiloquent Game Show. Put your hands together and welcome your quizmasters, Kristen Bry and
Steve Scafidi.
Let's play.
All right. Yes, today we are playing Tri-Bond, which, you know, if you have not heard of it, Steve, you've never heard of it.
I've never heard of that
I think
term.
It's pretty straightforward. So what we're going to say three items, three things.
Give me an example.
So the example would be ace, eagle, bogey.
Oh, a golf term.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding. Mm-hmm. So see, you have one on the board. So that we are playing Tri-Bond today. So let's go ahead and let's meet our first contestant, Jeff from Plymouth. Jeff, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good. And what do you do in Plymouth, Jeff?
I work for a construction company.
Okay.
That's real work.
That is real work. That is working with your hands. That ain't
messing
quite
around.
Literally. All right. Do you understand the rules of the game? It is pretty straightforward, Tri-Bond?
Yep.
All right. Let's see if it's as straightforward for Chad in Sheboygan Falls. Welcome to the show, Chad.
Hi, and welcome to my neighbor in Plymouth.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Chad, you ever go to a party and there's like six Chads there and go, what is going on? Ever?
That's such a random question,
it is.
Steve.
It just
all right, Chad,
me.
What do you do in Sheboygan Falls?
I'm an IT analyst.
IT analyst, all right.
Another excellent job.
Would you consider that also hard work?
Yes, because I'm not smart enough to do that, Jeff.
Hard mental work, yeah. Hard mental work, yeah.
Absolutely. All right, gentlemen. We've explained the rules of the game. We're going to say the first one with five correct will win, or when Rhea says we're out of time, whoever is in the lead will win the WTMJ prize pack. So, Steve, why don't you start off with question number one to Jeff?
All right, Jeff. Here's the words. T, doggy, duffel. What's the word?
What were this? I didn't catch the three words.
T, doggy, duffel.
It was G, doggy,
tea,
and what?
Tea as in, like a chamomile tea.
Yeah.
Oh.
But not a drink. too much time.
There's bags.
There's bags.
Tea bag.
Doggy bag.
Yeah.
Duffel bag.
There we go.
All right. That's
all right.
A hard one, by the way.
That is a hard one. Chad, you got to enunciate, Steve.
Okay.
All right, Chad. Here are your three words. Memory, bridge, go fish.
Card games.
There you go. All right. Chad is on the board.
All right, Jeff. Thing, lurch, cousin it.
The Addams Family.
Oh, yeah.
Got it. All right.
That was an easy one.
1-1. All right, Chad. David Letterman, Alfred E. Newman, Michael Strahan.
Talk show hosts?
Oh. They all have gaps in their teeth.
They do, yeah. That's a good one.
Oh, my God.
All right, Jeff, this is sort of a history one here. Jane Seymour, Catherine Howard, Anne Boleyn. Or Boleyn.
You got it.
Boy, the Love Boat?
No, Wives of Henry VIII.
I don't know.
Some of them got their head chopped off.
Yes.
All right, Chad. A boat, a cradle, Van Halen.
Boat, cradle, Van Halen. Boat, cradle, Van Halen.
They all rock.
I don't know.
They all rock.
All right. Oh. All right, Jeff. I feel like Jeff's going to nail this one. Steve Allen, Jack Parr, Johnny Carson.
Comedians.
More specific.
Late show comedians. Talk show comedian.
You're going to give it to... It's we'll actually give it, host of host, the Tonight Show, but that wasn't
we'll
late show.
We'll give it to him. Because technically they were also comedians.
Yes.
All right, Chad. The presidential inauguration. The Olympics. Leap year.
Happen every 4 years.
There you go. Got
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, that's a good one. This is an interesting one here for Jeff. The Quarrymen. Johnny and the Moondogs. The Silver Beatles. What are we looking for here?
Cover bands?
Oh, that's a good guess. I would have never gotten this.
I would have, because I knew the Quarrymen. Former names of the Beatles. Famous band.
Mm. There you go. All right, Chad.
What's our score right now?
It's 2-2, so if Chad gets this, he may, and we run out of time, he may be the winner. All right,
yes.
Swan Lake, Sleeping Beauty, The Nutcracker.
Disney Productions?
Ballets.
All right, so Jeff's going to win it if he gets this next one right, right?
If we don't run out of time, go quickly.
Listen carefully. A thimble, a top hat, a terrier dog. What are we talking about here?
Monopoly.
Yes! Monopoly playing pieces. Is that our winner?
That is our winner.
Jeff!
Just run out of time. Chad, you just ran out of time. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for playing. That was harder than I thought it would be.
That was hard.
All right. Well,
congratulations, Jeff.
Thank you so much for playing. Jeff, please stay on the line, and Rhea will get your information. And we will be back after this to wrap up the show. I believe it's time for me to fly. All right, where are you taking Kathy on her birthday? Somewhere special?
A restaurant. I'm not going
to
say where it is.
You don't have to say that.
It's one of our favorite restaurants, and it's where we went on dates before we were married. That's
lovely.
Cool. Yeah.
That's great.
It's not a fancy restaurant.
So it's been around for a while.
It has been. It's under a different name, but it's the same group, so it's been around for a long time. And it's a casual dinner. We'll do a fancy dinner at some point. We're going to Las Vegas in a week.
Is that a birthday trip for her?
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll be
nice.
Celebrating her birthday there, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to actually see the Michael Jackson show, which I'm kind of excited
Ooh.
To see. Yeah. I want to give you a shout out.
Oh.
Because one of the things
You and Nick Ramos.
Yes. who, if you didn't hear, really, really likes Kristen Bride. And I do, too. That's why I'm giving you the shout-out. One, always appreciative of you inviting me to your show.
Always fun to have you.
And I love doing radio with you. You got a nice little nomination, an award from the Milwaukee Press Club for Best Column. People that don't know, you write for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And that's a... I'm looking at the other names. You put a James Causey in that group. That's pretty significant. So, do you know which specific column? Or is it just
so it's for the full column. So it's not a specific piece. It was pretty cool to see that because it started when I first started working part time at Journal Sentinel. It was because of my video work, and I think it was their attempt to do more video on social media, knowing how to expand their audience, how to reach a new audience. And so I wasn't writing at first, and it was just doing videos. And then about a little over a year ago, they let me start actually writing too. And I had never really thought of myself as a writer first. And I think probably had some of my own imposter syndrome as far as being a writer. So I'm really proud of some of the things that I've written over the last year. And so it was cool to see that yesterday.
It's well deserved. I won a couple last year. I wasn't even nominated this year. So, I mean, it's significant. And the level of talent, I'm looking at some of the names here.
Yeah, but to be next to James, it was kind of
pretty cool. Yeah. So good job. You, and they always pick like a grand
winner, yeah. Yes.
But you're a winner already because that's how they sort of put them together. But I'm a big fan. I'm a member of the Milwaukee Press Club. I enjoy their events. And I'm not a journalist, but I certainly respect journalists, and I've said this before on my program, and maybe yours, that it's not an easy time to be a journalist.
Yeah.
Not an easy time to work in the media, and the fact that people like you, like James Cossey, like a lot of other people, the Dan Bices of the world, I know Dan's somewhat controversial, doing really great work at a tough time, and we should respect those people, and we should give them some credit for covering the stories that are awkward and weird and negative and positive every day. Those aren't easy jobs, and I give those people a lot of credit and respect.
As do I.
Yeah. All right.
So thank you for that. All right, thanks for sitting in with me. Wisconsin's Afternoon News is next, and we'll see you next week.